Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We introduced the Antichrist last week in the introduction. I want to quickly look at it. I think I can do this 5-10 minutes. Just a brief reintroduction, a review about the Antichrist. I think is very important. I don't know who he is. Now, there are some people who believe they think they know, actually know who he is. I would never go that far to name so-and-so as the Antichrist. I know there are some that who are an Antichrist, but not the Antichrist. All through past history, the great theologians all thought of the popes as the Antichrist. You know, Hitler was the Antichrist because of what he did to the Jewish people. Stalin was the Antichrist. Nero, all through history, people would name, well, this has to be the Antichrist. Well, the Bible does not name him, so I'm not going to name him, but the Bible does list some characteristics about the Antichrist. And I mentioned 7 or 8 names last week that are given to this individual. He's called the little horn in Daniel chapter 7, the willful king, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the beast, that profane wicked prince, the idol shepherd, and he's called the Antichrist. All different names are given to this one and the same person all through in the Old Testament and New Testament. So even though I don't know who he is, we can kind of get a picture of a description of who the Antichrist is. And I mentioned last week quickly, I believe the Antichrist is a Jew. He will be a Jew. Again, I gave you scriptures last week concerning that, Ezekiel 21, 25. I still have it marked. I came to church this morning. If you see my Bible, it's got paper clips all in them. That's how I'm not a computer fella. If I was one of these new fedangled preachers, and I can't even say fedangled right, I would get on a computer. I don't know how to do a computer. And I would type out my list of verses, and I know a lot of preachers can do that, but I can't operate a computer. I don't want to know how to operate a computer. This is my computer right here. You know, you can't read my writing. So what I do when I go to scripture, I put paper clips. So I don't have to start flipping through. And just a word of advice for you young preachers, if you can't do computers, don't flip through your Bible looking for passages of scripture. You can flip right to them. Ezekiel 21, verse number 25, it speaks of, "And thou profane wicked prince of Israel," the wicked prince of Israel speaks volumes. The Antichrist, he will be Jewish. Another thing, in Genesis 49, remember when Jacob was blessing his boys and Dan came to him. Jacob said, "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel." And then he makes this statement, "Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heel so that his rider shall fall backwards." I believe the Antichrist not only will be a Jew, he will be from the tribe of Dan. I mentioned that there's so many notes here, but I have to move on. If you remember, I mentioned this last week, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned in the ceiling of the 144,000. They're not mentioned. However, when you read in Ezekiel chapter 48, 49, I should have marked this, but anyway, and the apportionment of the land of Israel and the millennial reign of Christ. I hope I don't lose y'all in this, but when Jesus rules and reigns during the millennial reign, he's going to apportion the land to the different tribes of Israel. This is your part, this is your part, this is your part. Well, the first tribe he mentions is Dan. To me, that's interesting. They're not mentioned in the tribulation period, but in the millennium, they're the first tribe mentioned. What does that tell you, preacher? It tells him about God's grace and forgiveness. There's so much could be said there. But anyway, Dan's not mentioned in 144,000. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 16 and 17. "The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of the strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, and the city and those that dwell in is what city? Jerusalem. And I can go on and on and on. But time won't allow it. I hit this last week. I think the Bible's clear to me, okay, that he's going to be a Jew. He's going to be from the tribe of Dan. Now, a lot of people think he's going to be a Gentile. I mentioned here last week a guy I read after, well respect him. He believed he's going to be a Gentile. Well, he's forgotten more than I would ever know a Bible. But still, I think the Bible is real clear that he's going to be a Jew, and he's going to be from the tribe of Dan. Matter of fact, Dan was the first tribe to be guilty of idolatry, the nation of Israel. We see that in Judges and 1 Kings. We see that. I also believe that the Antichrist not only will be Jewish, not only will he be from the tribe of Dan, I believe that he's going to be a homosexual. I mentioned that last week in Daniel chapter number 11. You don't have to turn there. I have it marked with a paperclip. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. And by the way, if you had your Bible open, the word God there is a capital G. It's not a small g. Another reference that this Antichrist, he's not going to regard the God, Jehovah God, of his fathers. Has to be a Jew. It cannot be the Gentile in the Old Testament. Are you following? The Gentiles in the Old Testament, their God was little G-O-D. The Hebrews, their God was capital G. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. That regard the God of his fathers, the Antichrist, nor the desire of women. What is more Antichrist than an abomination? It's an abomination for homosexuality. I call them sodomites. That's not a good name. People will look at it, but that's what they are. It's an abomination. And how can it be more Antichrist than being a sodomite? Or for some of you that think that's a little strong, that's homosexual, you know, or gay. You know, we live in a crazy world. It's becoming accepted now. I just read yesterday, and I rarely read the news, but it's catching my interest what's going on in Ukraine, and something popped up about who's going to be the Democratic nominee in 2024, whatever it is. I don't think Biden can even make I'm going to leave this one alone, but you know where I am at that. They think the top is that Pete Buttigieg or Buttigieg or whatever his name is. He's an avowed homosexual married to a guy, God help us, that they adopted a kid. And that's accepted in our nation, accepted in the world. I'm just saying that I could go on. The Antichrist will be homosexual. It's going to be accepted worldwide. We are there. It's accepted now. I tell you what, 10 years ago, I would never saw this coming. Where you can, if you want to declare yourself to, am I off my subject? I'll catch this rabbit, okay? If you want to be a woman, you can be a woman. If you think you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's acceptable now in the world, not here, not according to Scripture, but the world looks at that. And so I said all this, the Antichrist, it says in Daniel 11, 37, nor the desire of women. The word desire means he will not take pleasure or delight in women. What does that mean, preacher? He takes pleasure and delight in men. Don't regard anybody, for he shall magnify himself. But anyway, there's so much here, I got to move on. So we see from Scripture, I believe, that the Antichrist would be a Jew from the tribe of Dan who's going to be a homosexual, and he's going to have some characteristics, and we looked at these, and then we'll get into the chapter. He's going to be an intellectual genius, Daniel chapter 8. Verse number 23, it mentioned that. He can be a very smart fella. Remember I said that means he could not come from Polk County. I actually have that written in my notes. Daniel chapter 8, 23. He shall have understanding and dark sentences. In other words, he's going to speak some things. He's very intelligent. He's not only going to be an intellectual genius, he's going to be an oratorical genius. Daniel 11, 36 talks about that. When he speaks, he's going to speak with flowing words, flowering words, and people going, ooh, fall at his feet.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.